summer. Summer holidays. Remember that feeling as a kid? If you grew up on the farm or a small town like I did, oh man, summertime could be very boring. You'd be excited to get out of school, and like a week later, it's like, I'm bored. I want to go back to school. I miss my friends. Well, nowadays, of course, kids have got a whole lot more stuff to stimulate their minds and to keep them active and involved. But sometimes it's too much when it comes to screen time. And I think back when I was a kid and our black and white TV and our three channels, and my mom would say, you're not watching TV all summer. Well, of course I wouldn't be watching TV all summer. We only had soap operas and game shows. That was the extent of TV viewing, but it's a very different world nowadays. Are you concerned about the amount of time your youngsters spend on the phone? And especially with summertime, and maybe mom and dad are busy working and the kids have got a lot more free time at home. And does that then turn into screen time? And what do you do about that? We're going to get some advice on this topic from our guest, Dr. Alexandra Gold. Dr. Gold is a licensed clinical psychologist with Massachusetts General Hospital and faculty as well at Harvard Medical School. And we're fortunate enough to get Dr. Gold for a few minutes this morning. Welcome to Saskatchewan, Dr. Gold.
Thanks so much for having me.
So clearly in your role as a psychologist, you see the problems probably every day of young people being addicted to their screens. What in the world are we doing to our young people with these devices?
Challenging, you know, the screen use. I do want to say, I think there's a balance. I think moderation is what's important. You know, there can be some negative effects, and, you know, sometimes, you know, phone use can have positive effects in terms of people finding their communities on social media, people that they might not meet in their day-to-day. You know, having that outlet can be very helpful. At the same time, sometimes social media and phone use can expose young people to some of the negatives, like, you know, comparisons to other people, negative body image. Sometimes people, especially teens, might be on social media instead of getting their nightly sleep requirements. We know that teenagers really do require 8 to 10 hours of sleep each night, and that's because of the cognitive as well as developmental changes that they're undergoing. And when they're using their screen, that affects their sleep because of the blue light that comes out of the screen, and that affects the production of hormones that promote sleepiness.
And, of course, we've all heard that. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I'll just say that I think social media can also sometimes prevent real-life relationship building because all of it is on the phone.
Well, and as you mentioned, you know, the social media aspect for young people, and we've all heard the stories of bullying online, which often goes so far as to see young people take their lives. And you think about anxiety and depression and messed up sleep. So what, as parents, can we do to reduce the risk for our youngsters?
Yes, very, very tough situation it can be. And so what I would say to parents first, you know, if you don't specifically notice that the phone use is a major problem, but you think, you know, better if they do some things off the phone, I would encourage you to help your teen set up activities this summer that in and of themselves don't involve using a phone. So maybe it's going to a camp or spending a day at the beach or doing some specific activity in which phones are not involved. In that way, you are addressing the phone issue and also exposing teens, hey, to this activity I actually really like. Maybe this is something I would rather do than be on a phone. If you do notice that the phone use is starting to have problems, and by that I mean noticing that your teen is acting differently, maybe they seem more withdrawn, their mood has changed, they have isolated themselves from friends that they used to spend time with, family members, I think that's an opportunity to really have an open, non-judgmental conversation with your teen about the concerns that you have and approach it from the standpoint of mutual conversation and problem solving. How can we work together to set limits around your phone use? Maybe it's blocking a certain app at a certain time or only allowing you to use it for a certain duration.
And of course, we think of the old adage, do as I say, not as I do. Parents also, I'm guessing, would have to be aware that if you're on your phone a whole bunch, then your youngsters are probably going to emulate that behavior and be on the phone a lot as well.
Absolutely. I think that modeling of behavior plays a big role. And, you know, also modeling that problem-solving approach I was mentioning to let's work together to solve this. If you're spending a lot of time on your phone, and maybe I myself as a parent, you know, maybe I could also modify my phone use, let's together problem-solve this. I think that will go a long way to getting your teen on board.
It's crazy, you know, and I'm sure you can relate, but even myself, I get that weekly report on my phone telling you how many hours a day on average, and I sometimes look at the number and I think, no, really? Like, it's just amazing how these devices consume our time.
Absolutely, yes, it is true. You know, it's a big part of our world now is on media, social media, on the phone. And that's where I said, you know, I don't think we need to look at social media and phone use as all good and all bad. Like many things, moderation is key. And I think it's really looking at it as, okay, this is something that maybe is a part of my life, but how can I make sure that I'm not leaving everything else out by using my phone?
And I guess every family is different, too. You know, some families, their youngsters get phones at a very early age. Others try to hold off as long as they can. But when you think about the situation where you have to have this conversation with a youngster, what are your thoughts on what's the best age to have the conversation, or even what's the best age for them to have access to a phone?
I really do think that is a very family-specific and personal decision. I do think that those elements can vary family to family. Every family has their own culture, and there's no one way to do things. I think what is important is, like we were discussing, just being aware of some of these signs that if your teen is on a phone, a lot of kids, a lot of young people are using screens. They're using phones. They're getting access to them in some way. And so I think just making sure that you know, okay, if I notice my teen is acting differently, they don't seem like themselves, they're more withdrawn, they seem more sad or anxious or angry or irritable, they're starting to have problems when it's the school year with their grades, with their schoolwork, they're not getting their homework done, they're isolating themselves. I think being aware of those warning signs is what is probably the most important element of that.
Psychologist Dr. Alexandra Gold is our guest as we're talking about, you know, as we head into summer, your teenagers especially have more free time on their hands, and that time may see them spending more time on their phones. So we're just thinking about ways that you could perhaps help them reduce those hourly numbers. And I think it's a good conversation. Even adults need to have this conversation about how social algorithms work. You know, that it's easy when you pick up the phone and you spend a lot of time doing some scrolling around. All of a sudden you get the sense, hey, everybody is thinking about the same things I am, or everybody's depressed like I am. It'd be a good conversation, wouldn't it, to explain why they see the things they do when they're online.
Absolutely. I think you bring up a really great point, which is a lot of the social media use, when it becomes challenging or not a positive space, it really depends on the quality of what's being seen. And by that, I mean, what algorithm are they receiving? What is being fed to them? Because the problem lies in the quality of the use often, sometimes the quantity of use too, like we're talking about. But what are you seeing? What are you spending time with on social media? And how can we, if you are using social media, think about making sure that you are attending to those elements that help you feel better. And that's a conversation I think parents can have with their teens. Like, hey, when you look at that account or when you look at that type of content, how does that make you feel? How does that affect you? And your teen might be able to talk about, you know, how they feel when they see certain accounts or what goes on for them. And then, you know, maybe you could brainstorm together. Hey, why not, when you're on social media, spend time with this different content, and that could have an effect of updating the algorithm, perhaps.
Yeah. Good idea. You know, some friends of mine did something and I thought it was really cool. They got their kids involved for the summer. They're doing what they call phone fasting. And as a family, they all agree to lay off the phone for a certain amount of time, be it for over the course of a day or a week. And I thought, that's a neat idea, phone fasting.
That is a really great idea. And I also think it really gets to that collaborative piece that we were talking about, of this being a mutual conversation, mutual problem solving, where it doesn't feel like your kid is being told what to do. But hey, we're all on the same page working together to address this, because, yeah, it's good to live life in moderation and spend some time enjoying the summer.
Absolutely. Dr. Alexandra Gold, thanks so much for your time here today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet, Dr. Alexandra Gold. Just a little bit of information there. There's something for parents to be thinking about with the extra time. Your phone access, youngsters, you know, because I could say teenagers, but I know kids younger than teens that have phones as well. Just thinking about ways as a family or as individuals to reduce the amount of screen time that they're putting in over the course of the summer. And I'm telling myself this as well. I'm trying to force myself more and more to not spend time so much, because you do that. It's almost second nature, isn't it? You sit down. Oh, gosh, it's crazy how our lives have changed with these phones. You got the TV on, you're watching something on TV, and then you got your phone in your hand scrolling along. Like, oh, man, no wonder our brains are getting messed up at times. Okay, we got, that's what we want to do. We want to talk real quickly with, we've got an ag reporter standing by here. Kelvin Heppner is going to weigh in. He's with Real Ag as well here in just a couple of minutes about the Bungie Viterra takeover. We'll get to that. Our next segment on the Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.